and had straight A's all through grammar school and all. She was about the only place kid that graduated from down here 40 or 50 years with a straight A average.
When you started school, you started in the
little country school right here.
What they call it, the grade
school? Oh, old Omega grade school. And we went through, back in the old days, we didn't have 11 grades in Louisiana. I think you put the 12 grades, Louisiana go to 12 grades in about the last of the 30s, in the middle of the 30s. And I went here through the 7th grade, then I went down to Tallulah, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th grade.
There was no way that you could skip school or do anything like that, was it?
Could skip going to school?
Yeah.
Damn, the school was right outside and the house right over there. There wasn't no way I could play hooky.
Besides that, the school, the governor stay with your grandfather?
Yeah, the teacher boarded over there, granddaddy's house.
Because Ms.
Houston.
Yeah, Ms. Fowler told me that her mother.
Her mama taught you once. One time. But now when she taught here, they lived down the road down here a little way. Right around this next bend down there. And she was a mother beard. Miss Fowler was a beard.
Yeah.
And then they moved to Lake Fowler. And I think Miss Beard taught school up there.
What'd you sit in school?
Huh?
Did you have what you sit in?
We had a regular desk.
Yeah.
You?
Good morning.
That regular school, Dad. Now, we wasn't that backward. You all think we just like didn't have that same kind of stuff in your country about that many years ago.
Yeah.
Did you get to talk to Cousin Rose?
I thought Miss Houston a while. She, she worked, she was a school teacher in Arkansas and other places like that. And I'm sort of constricted.
She got married, she came over there to visit Mama and Daddy, and said she got to hold with me and said, I just got to have me one of those, so she got married and got up on it. She's telling you that right now, she said that all the time.
How did your father meet your mother? Was she from here? Or?
No, my mama was from Rosedale, Mississippi. And my father's sister was a nun over here in the Commodore with Vicksburg. And my mama's sister was a nun over here at Vicksburg. And they invited Mama down here to visit them, you know, visit their folks. In other words, they fixed that up. And then they invited her down here to see my uncle, but that didn't take. It took with the old man. That's how he met Mama.
She was Catholic.
Yeah. The whole family's Catholic.
Did you know your grandparents on your mother's side?
No. I don't remember them at all. I just got a vague memory of my grandfather on my mama's side. He died when I was 4 or 5 years old. Mama's family, there was 4 girls and 4 boys, and the oldest boy didn't live to be 50 years old. I think they all died in their early 40s. And the 4 women all lived to be in the 80s and 90s. That's pretty old. In fact, I've got an aunt still living that's right at 90. That was the youngest one in the family. She lives in Washington.
Where?
In Washington, D.C. Her husband was the one I told you yesterday was a naval lieutenant that later was in the Prohibition War. And he's dead and she lives up there in that distaff hall in Washington.
Yeah. Were you ever in the Army?
For me?
Yeah.
No. I had too many children to go to the Army. It cost them more money to send me to the Army than they said I was the first performing for.
Yeah, that's right. You were a performing too.
I was deferred to that. Only my younger brother, he went to the Army. He was in the Army. And that's the only one of our
homes. What sort of rank did most of the people in the Army get up to that left and went to the Army?
Well, my brother was a captain.